Last-minute tips to refer a day before your PTE test. If you are looking for PTE exam tips at this moment, then you surely are not confident about your PTE preparations. Even before knowing these last-minute PTE tips, you must believe that you can clear the PTE test with ease. Read them clearly and implement them religiously in your preparation. Let us first look at some general PTE exam tips. If you are revising and failing to recall things, do not panic. If you have been doing good in your mock tests/sample tests, specifically in some of the tasks, do not get overconfident or ignore them. Recall the mistakes that you have been making and see if those reasons are minimized. If not, know the ways that these can be reduced. Start speaking, listening, and reading in English every day. And most importantly, start thinking in English. Talk to everyone in English who can speak the language fluently. Make a list of areas you face a challenge in and work on improving them. Do not worry about them, switch your focus to your strengths. Avoid the PTE exam day anxiety issues by relaxing a day before the exam. Do not take the exam pressure. On the test day, go to the test center a bit early. Do not let your brain slip into the mode where you are rushing. Carrying your ID proof, passport, is a must. You will not be admitted without it. You will not need anything other than that. Use the restroom before the start of the test. You got to take the 2-hour PTE exam without a break. Instead, sit and relax a bit. Once you are on your seat, make sure the devices like keyboard, microphone, and headphones are running properly. It is good to check for typos, capital letters, full stop, other punctuations, and repetition of words. Do not submit your essay even if you have completed it well before the time ends. Review it one last time. Do not let the typos in the questions distract you. Your goal is to give the correct response. Keep your eyes on the timer too. You will thank yourself for being attentive for those 2 hours. Now that you know the basic things to be taken care of, following are some of the advices you can follow for each section. Speaking section. It is a section which most non-native speaker of English dread. Because it demands prompt thinking, accuracy, natural speech while you respond to the answers. However, there is no need to fret. You know that you have prepared well. The devil is in hitting the panic button when you don't know any answer. Relax, don't let one question stop you from giving perfect answers in the rest of them. Here, you don't have to worry about managing your time as the questions will come with a timer. Keeping a good audible tone, not too loud nor too soft, and a normal pace of speaking should place you in favorable condition of getting good score. Note, do not try to adapt any accent, keep it natural. Do not pause if you make a mistake. Carry on without stressing or trying to correct yourself. It is okay to miss an answer. Practice the pronunciation of the words you find difficulty in, especially the ones that have the similar sounds, singular and plural words. And do not forget to frame sentences to improve all of these grammar aspects. You will have an erasable notepad. Make best use of it specifically for the retell lecture and describe image question. The key is to write vertically, which subconsciously means sequence, so that you do not lose the flow. You can also refer to the various types of questions asked in the describe image question and be ready to face any type of question asked. The noise needs to be bared. So, train yourself to practice in an environment with a little hustle bustle, probably some crowded cafe. Writing section. The second most dreaded section is writing. The obvious hurdle is typing speed. But, this will be easier as you would have already practiced well. Thus, time management is what you will have to be very confident about. Take care to write in a structured format. Don't you go off topic even by mistake. It will be too late to realize and change your response to a correct one. Take care of the word limit, which is 250 to 300 words in the essay and 05-75 words in summary question. Stick to it to not lose valuable marks. For the question, summarize written text, take note that it should be in one single sentence of 5 to 75 words. Also, make right use of punctuations. Reading section. Again, in the reading section, you will have to manage time as you have 29 to 30 minutes to answer all the questions. You must have already worked on controlling your urge to spend more than a specific amount of time on a question. So, maintain that while your actual test. Certain type of question has negative marking. So make sure you give a good thought before answering those questions. The questions might seem easy, but they actually are a bit challenging. Reading section tests your grammar skills very well. So brush up those rules from your grammar book. Listening section. In the listening section, you will be having an overall time of 30 to 43 minutes to answer the various types of questions asked. Thus, you will have to manage your time between the questions. Pay undivided attention as the audio will be played only once. There is no going back and replaying. You will be having an erasable noteboard booklet. You can make wise use of it. Take care of the overall time. This is a very scoring section. So if you pay good attention and have practiced reasonably, you can easily score 70 plus in this section. You might be aware about the recommendation to do meditation. Trust us, it works. You will have increased attention and cool, thus, improved focus. So, it is not that tough after all. All you need to do is better preparation with useful PTE materials. If you want to incredible practice with all the remarkably helpful materials in one place, then sign up on PTE tutorials today.